This is the Roots of Rock Monthly Jam Session. Here's your host, Sean Tompkins.
Hey, I'm Sean Tompkins. Welcome to the May 2018 Roots of Rock Monthly Jam Session. As you probably know, the Jam Sessions are a collection of all sorts of stuff going on in the world of rock and roll. In today's episode, I had a ton of fun talking to some listeners about messed up lyrics. You know, when you sing a song a certain way for basically your entire life, and then one day a friend or a coworker or somebody hears you sing it, and they're like, what? That's not how it goes. And they just kind of shatter your world, your world as far as that song goes, because you've been singing it one way and it made perfect sense. But then you look back on it and you think, no, that doesn't make any sense at all. Anyway, I polled listeners. We got people that called in. We had people stop by the studio. We had some people respond on Twitter. It's really fun. Anyway, that's coming up. Also, my buddy Ian Sherrick got the chance to sit down with the band Bad Wolves for an interview, and that's going to be part of today's show. It's amazing. As usual, though, we are going to throw to our good friend Poncho Parker for a Rock Flash update to find out what is happening in the world of rock and roll today. Poncho?
Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl said he still finds it difficult to listen to the music of Nirvana, the band that gave him his first commercial success and ended with the suicide of singer-guitarist Kurt Cobain back in 1994. Grohl said, you know, when Kurt died, every time the radio came on, it broke my heart. I do not put Nirvana records on. Grohl launched the Foo Fighters in 1995, a year and a half after Cobain's death, and have recorded 9 albums with the group since. Five Finger Death Punch guitarist Zoltan Bathory said that newly sober singer Ivan Moody has been given a wake-up call by the deaths of a number of musicians, including Soundgarden's Chris Cornell and Linkin Park's Chester Bennington. Bathory added he was the only member of Five Finger Death Punch who did not have to deal with addiction issues, and admitted it took him some time to understand what Moody and his other bandmates were dealing with. Rob Zombie has released some set photos from 3 From Hell. It's the upcoming sequel to House of 1,000 Corpses and The Devil's Rejects. The shots don't reveal much, but they seem to indicate the title trio is now in prison. Zombie recently wrapped up filming on the movie, but a release date has yet to be determined. I'm Poncho, that's your Rock Flash.
You know what always cracks me up is messing up lyrics, whether it's me or other people, and I've got a million of these messed up lyrics that I've had in my life where I've sung a song completely wrong and I was completely convinced that it was correct until someone else heard me singing it that way and then corrected me, and then I had to look back on everything and realize my whole life was kind of a lie. I'd been belting out these songs with these lyrics and had completely gotten them wrong. So I threw it out to Roots of Rock listeners. I put it out on Twitter. I had people call in. I had some people stop by the studio, and we put together a collection of these, and they're awesome, man. One of the people on Twitter, at Rock7788, says he messed up the Bon Jovi song where they say, it doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. And he used to think it was, it doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not. I think it does make a difference, to be honest. I mean, it makes a big difference, doesn't it? At Queen Always said, and this is a classic, a lot of people have messed this one up, including myself, right? Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light by Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Now that one, I used to sing it like that too, and even when you hear the real lyrics, which are revved up like a douche, another runner in the night, and you go and listen to the song, of course, revved up like a douche, another runner in the night makes more sense than wrapped up like a douche, another rumor in the night. But I still hear wrapped up like a douche. That's what it sounds like. I swear to God, he says that. And even if you listen with a set of headphones in an isolated room and that's all you can hear, I still hear douche. So I'm with you at Queen Always. Don't feel bad on that one. Check it out. I had a Roots of Rock listener to call in, too. Hey, this is Sean Tompkins. You're on Roots of Rock. Who's this?
Hey, bud. It's Wade.
Wade. How's it going today?
Good, man. Just enjoying the sun.
Do you have any lyrics in your life that you thought were one way your entire life until someone overheard you singing them and corrected you on the spot, and you basically had your world shattered because you'd realized that the lyrics were completely wrong. You got anything like that?
I mean, no, I don't have one. I pretty much have every single song I've ever listened to is just completely wrong, always. I'm really bad at it. But a few kind of stuck out over the years. Survivor's the big one with Eye of the Tiger, and I don't know why. It doesn't even make any damn sense, but I always thought it was the last known survivor starts to spread in the night. I don't know. Doesn't even make any sense. It's just really dumb.
Spread in the night.
Yeah, I would just sing that all the time until someone's like, dude, it stalks, you know, stalks to spray in the night.
And the line is, and the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. And you thought it was spreads his, what was it?
Starts his spread in the night.
Starts
his
spread in the night.
I mean, a tiger would stalk its prey. You know, that makes sense. Eye of the tiger.
Uh-huh.
Starts his spread. I don't know.
Spreading a meal when he gets his prey, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And I mean, there's literally every song you could play me, any rock song, you play it to me, and I'll come up with random lyrics and I'll sing them. I'll belt them out as loud as I can, and they'll be 100% wrong. They won't make any sense.
But the funniest part that I find about these, and I have a million of them too, but they make perfect sense until they don't. And then you look back and like mine was always, you know, the song that Jack and Diane, little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Oh yeah, they say life goes on long after the threat of living is gone.
Hey, I actually know the real lyrics to that. It's Thrill. Hey,
it's Thrill.
Look at me go.
Of course, but, because Thrill makes sense. Yep. Threat makes zero sense. But when I sung it that way for like 20 years of my life, it was deep and it meant something. Like, yeah, man, the threat of life, that means something. And I look back, no, it means nothing. Nope.
It's just heavy overthinking, I think. Like, your brain's going, okay, we got to make sense of this because I can't be dumb. That can't be the reason.
Exactly, yeah, it can't be. It has to be. It's some metaphorical thing he's alluding to here. Like, I don't know. I think, like, remember there's some bands, like, bands that write in a more poetic style. I mean, that John Cougar Mellencamp is a pretty direct. He's telling a story. It's a story. He's not using a lot of metaphors in that song, so that one doesn't make sense. But if you mess up like a Nirvana lyric, it doesn't really matter because he uses so much obscure references and metaphors to things that it you know, you actually could make sense. I think he was trying to say that there.
Yeah. So I think what it is really for me is that every artist out there is completely metaphorical, and I'm not wrong. No.
Yes, it's them. It's we're right, they're wrong. I think like it. Let's go with that. Thanks for this, man.
Yep. See you later, bud.
Okay, take it easy.
Bye.
Hey, we have some very special guests in the studio today. You guys are in the Roots of Rock studios, the glamorous, the spectacular studios. I can tell you're all very impressed to be here right now.
Does eye rolling show up on the radio?
I'm hurt. You're not impressed by these glorious studios? What about you, little missy?
I am.
She is. I can tell. You have to talk into the microphone, though. Should we move it down so you can reach it better? Kind of short. Well, for a human being, not for a 9-year-old.
Rude.
If we're talking about messed up lyrics today, you know, where you have a song in your head for, especially when you sing it a certain way for a long time. In your case, little Sammy, well, let's introduce you. Who do we have here first? My manners are gone. I'm being so rude. Why don't you tell everybody who you are?
I'm Sammy.
Welcome to Roots of Rock, Sammy. And how about you?
I'm Natasha, and I am Sean's wife.
You're not supposed to tell them that!
I'm his daughter.
This is the mystique of podcasting, is we can make you whoever you want to be. Okay, you're my daughter, Sammy, my wife, Natasha. And today, we're talking about messed up lyrics. So, if you have a messed up lyric, the way you've sung a song that was not exactly correct, and then you suddenly found out you were wrong. So, Tash, why don't you go first? You got anything like that?
I think that there are really common ones. like my girlfriend singing Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza, which I had never heard before she sang that, but is actually quite a common one.
Did she sing it out? Would she sing it like belted out in the car or something?
Singing along, exactly, to a CD, yes, in the car. And I don't think that's how it goes. She said, no, it is. No, I don't think it is.
See, for our age group, though, it might not have been correct, but the song's almost, better in some ways to be held close by Tony Danza for people of our generation. I mean, he was a big star.
I suppose. However, the one with Sammy, I'm fairly certain, has never been done before.
Okay, which one is this?
So, Sammy had a favorite song when she was younger, and she said, "Oh, play that song. It's the one about the cigarettes." I don't think I know which one that is. Can you sing how it goes?
Can you sing it for us, Sammy? Can you sing us how that song about cigarettes goes?
All the cigarettes.
It's catchy. It sounds familiar. All the cigarettes. I think maybe the song is...
But it's actually All the Single Ladies.
Right.
Right. Now
all the single ladies. All the single ladies. That's a good one. It's still catchy. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but it works. Do you guys have any others?
I do have a CCR one that I often sing wrong, and you call me on it every time. Apparently, there is no such person as Bob Goins, and it's actually Buck Owens. Who knew?
There may be a person named Bob Goins.
There probably is. If you Google it, I'm sure. He'd be very happy to know that I've changed a famous song in his honor.
Somebody somewhere, when this podcast blows up, is going to be listening to this and be like, "I'm named Bob Goins. I always thought that song was about me, too."
I always change the lyrics to that song, too.
Listen to Buck Owens or Bob Goins. There should be. Sometimes, this is always my question, is does it make the song better or does it make it weirder or worse? In this case, I don't know. It kind of works. It's the same syllables. It sounds close to Buck Owens. Yeah. Buck Owens is a famous singer, so I think that's why he went with that. But Bob Goins sounds right to me, too. Thanks for coming on, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Bye.
And now, your local weather forecast.
Today's weather, sunny with a chance of clouds, possible rain, possible hail, 16% chance of sleet, 7% to 97% chance of snow. It could be pleasantly warm overnight or your garden could be destroyed by frost. 50% chance that it's calm and not windy. 50% chance it's windy. In fact, wind gusts could be anywhere between 0 and 107 kilometers per hour. The truth is, we have no idea what the weather will be, so we just hedge our bets by covering all the bases, and then no one can ever say we're wrong. There's a 64% chance of that actually happening.
Well, thanks for that weather update. It seemed to cover all the bases, I think. Hey, here's that interview that Ian Sherrick did with Bad Wolves. These guys stopped by our studio a little while ago, and Ian is a master interviewer, so check it out.
So joining us on the line, Chris Kane, rhythm guitar player for Bad Wolves. Now, you guys started as a band last year, 2017. How did this all start, Chris?
So John, the drummer, he was like the original guy from the get-go. Was just like, he used to play in a band called Devil Driver, and once he left that band, he wanted to start another band. And so he was kind of like the originator of the idea of like wanting to start this. And then me and him have been friends for quite a while, maybe like 10 plus years. We used to tour back in the day together. And then we started getting together, working on it. And then everybody else just started coming in pretty quickly. The ideas and music started flowing like pretty fast. And it all kind of, to be honest with you, it all kind of happened pretty quickly with getting everybody together, getting the music going. And, getting recording and stuff like that happening. We all just wanted to get going with this again. Just didn't want to waste any time.
My name is Ian. I'm chatting with Chris Kane, guitar player for Bad Wolves. You guys have your debut album coming out May 11th. We have to talk about, of course, the song Zombie, the cover for the Cranberries song. I just want to ask, how did you guys settle on the song And then, of course, I'm sure you have the story because Dolores was supposed to sing on that song with you guys. So if you can kind of take us back.
Yeah, idea came from Tommy. It was an idea that he's had for a while. It's a cover that he said that he's always wanted to do. And once we, you know, once we got the band together and we started writing music, and it was like, you know, he approached all of us with the idea, you know, I think this would be a good idea to cover this song. I think we could make, like, a really cool version of it. And we were kind of like, we kind of dabbled with it here and there, you know, working on our original music, always kind of coming back to it. And then once we finished it in December of 2017, like once we kind of like got it all wrapped up the way that we really wanted it, Tommy was with Dan, who is somebody that works at our label, who is good friends with Dolores and the O'Riordan family, and was just like, you know what, why don't I take this and show it to her? And just see what she thinks of it, you know. He's like, because I think she would really like it, because it's, you know, pretty heavy, but it's a lot different. And you know, he took it to her. She really took a liking to it. And then we came up with the idea of, you know, let's ask and see if she'd want to sing on it. And sure enough, she was totally down to sing on it. She was really excited about it, and we had a date scheduled and everything. And you know, as you know. She passed away the day that she was going into the studio to track vocals on the song.
I think it's really great of you guys to donate all the proceeds from the song to her children. That's fantastic.
Just, you know, right off the bat, that was one of the, you know, when we decided. Well, we were a little bit hesitant of even putting the song out after, you know, after what happened. But then once we decided to move forward with it, you know, the first thing that we did was, you know, all proceeds of the song, sales on iTunes, to Dolores' kids.
So, Chris, what can you tell us about the debut album? What are you most excited for everyone to listen to off that album?
Well, for one, I'm really excited to get the record out because I just feel like it's been a long time coming. Getting it, you know, writing it, getting it together, and setting a date. And just, I'm super excited that it's finally going to be out there. The thing about the record is, you know, If Zombie's the only song that anybody's heard from us, you know, get ready, because there's a lot, you know, there's a handful of heavy tracks on the record, because we start, you know, we are a metal band. So, I mean, first and foremost, yeah, just get ready for that. But no, there's also a lot of other songs in there that are, you know, radio rock friendly, big choruses. I mean, I'm just excited to just get it out there and just have everybody start listening to it. I don't really have much to say about it.
You guys are hitting the road with some pretty big bands this spring. Five Finger Death Punch, Shinedown, Breaking Benjamin. If you can kind of, how about advice, Chris? What advice have you guys gotten that has kind of stuck with you? Has there been anything that, you know, a band has said, or someone that you guys look up to have said that has kind of, that's what has stuck with you, I guess?
Before I was doing this band, I was a guitar tech, and so I was out on the road a lot doing these big gigs and like this type of touring and stuff, and I definitely have learned a lot from like doing that. And one of the biggest things is just to be patient, and you know, don't overstep your boundaries, and just you know, you just got to communicate with everybody, because it's not an easy thing to do, like, with a new band hitting the road for, like, 5 months straight, you know, and having show after show and, like, being close quarters with everybody. You know, it can get really rough. You know, I'm sure, you know, people, you know, families, you know, they bicker because they're just around each other all the time. That's how this is. You know, all these guys are, like, really close friends of mine. We're all brothers, so, you know. Just getting along, communicating, and making everything work is a huge, it's like a relationship, you know. Just getting, once you make it work and you guys are able to, you know, do this long journey together, and, you know, you'll be fine. That's honestly like one of the biggest things, is just getting along and making it work on our end.
Hey, thanks for checking out this Roots of Rock jam session. The jam sessions are exclusive to the podcast, so be sure to subscribe and never miss an episode. And speaking of content that is exclusive to podcast listeners, we're doing something new that's really cool, and only podcast listeners are going to get it. You see, in podcast form, for a variety of ridiculous reasons, we can only play 30 seconds or less of music clips, as you may have noticed. Anyway, I thought it would be really cool to still share that music with you, the podcast listeners, by creating and curating Spotify playlists of all the music featured in the full feature podcast episodes and in the jam session. So any of the music we've talked about here, I'm going to make a playlist you can go and listen to after listening to this podcast. If you head over to the Roots of Rock Twitter, you can find all kinds of links to Spotify playlists that we've created that will get you deeper into the music. It's a really cool experience because after you listen to the podcast, you gain this different level of appreciation and history and little bits of trivia of the sounds and the inspiration of the lyrics for all the songs that really connect you in a deeper way to the music. So I highly recommend you check it out. Stay tuned for the beginning of June when we will also have a brand new Roots of Rock podcast with a full feature episode featuring the Guess Who, Canadian legends in the world of rock and roll. Check us out on Twitter at Roots of Rock ST is our handle. And once again, huge thanks to Alex Zaretsky for producing the jam session episodes. You, sir, are a rock star. Keep it up. And same goes for all of you good people listening. Rock stars, every single one of you. Thanks for hanging out. Rock and roll!